Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December the 11th, 1954, the Barbados and West Indies cricketer Sylvester Clark was born in Christchurch, Barbados. He was a remarkable and in some ways tragic figure. Clark attended St. Bartholomew's Boys' School and began his cricketing career with the Kent Club, watching Charlie Griffith bowl. He made his debut for the island in 1977-78. In just his third match, he took a hat-trick against Trinidad. This was enough for him to be called up to the West Indies team to play Australia in Guyana that same season, after the West Indies had been depleted by the defection of many of its top players to Kerry Packer's World Series cricket tour. In total, Sylvester Clark played 11 tests for the West Indies between 1978 and 1982. He also played English county cricket for Surrey for 10 years from 1979 to 1989. Clark was a strong, powerfully built man who developed a reputation as one of the fastest and most intimidating bowlers of his generation, capable of producing a lethal combination of dangerous bouncers followed by lightning-fast Yorkers. His size, pace, and menacing demeanour made him a frightening opponent for any batsman to face. Viv Richards reportedly said that Clark was the only fast bowler he never felt comfortable against. And in the 1980s, Gary Sobers called him the quickest and most hostile fast bowler in world cricket. Despite the accolades, Sylvester Clark's test career was short-lived. He joined the Rebel West Indies tour of South Africa in 1983 and 1984 in contravention of a ban by Caribbean governments on sporting links with the apartheid state. All the members of the Rebel team, including Clark, were banned for life from cricket in the Caribbean by the West Indies Cricket Board of Control. He supplemented his income during these years of exile not only by playing English county cricket, but also by playing first-class cricket with several provincial sides in South Africa between 1984 and 1989. Clark returned to Barbados after his playing days were over, and to his trade as a carpenter, though he sometimes bowled in the nets for visiting touring sides. He died after a brief illness in 1999 at the age of just 44.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.